B-Pod Studios.
Mike Missanelli Show brought to you by Landis Block. Your one-stop shop to create a jaw-dropping outdoor paradise online at LandisBC.com. All right, let's bring in our next guest. We know him affectionately as Johnny Airport because he tracks them all down. When Deshaun came in, he knew exactly where the plane was and knew exactly how to get Deshaun. And he got him. He is the one, the only, from NBC 10 and NBC Sports Philadelphia, John Clark. Johnny!
Mikey Miss, how are you?
Doing all right. You did it again, brother. Very congratulations, you got him. And what was your impression?
Well, I'd say it was pretty funny because all the people in the airport started to recognize who it was. And they, of course, in this day and age, they get their phones out and they're walking with them and everybody's yelling, "Welcome back, DJ, welcome back." So I think it was pretty cool for him. And I could tell you, he still got the speed because he was trying to roll by us.
He was trying to dust you?
Nah, look, the trade wasn't official yet, and they didn't really want him to say much, but you could tell how excited he was back in Philly. I'm told from friends of his that they haven't seen him this excited in a couple years, and you know, I know that he has called back to Philly a lot over the last year or two, trying to get them to bring him back, and it finally happened.
Well, that's good news. Now, I listened to the press conference, and you know, I don't know, maybe it's me, but it seemed like it was a more mature tone in his voice. Did you get that from the Deshaun we used to know?
Yeah, I think so, and I think what he said was true. You know, he came into this league, a kid from a tough area in California, and all of a sudden he's got a lot of success and a lot of money, and he admitted that he didn't know how to handle that. It's a little like Allen Iverson, and I think it says it all now that he's got two kids, and you see a lot of times on his Instagram stories he's showing him hanging around with his kids and stuff like that. So I think he's a changed person now, and I think he started to realize, not only in his personal life, but also with his body, because he talked about back in the day partying a lot and not having to do as much working out. But now he knows he has to do a lot more to maintain. And I'll tell you, Mike, it's real impressive because he came into this league, what is it, over 10 years ago now, and he still led the NFL last year 18.9 yards per catch. And that's real impressive. And they, you know, they calculate the speed of these guys, and he is still one of the fastest receivers in the NFL.
20 mile per hour he was clocked out in several of those routes, which is pretty amazing to me.
Did
he say anything to you about keeping his speed? I mean, he's, you know, there's certain gifted guys. Like, Iverson can run all day without working out, right? And Deshaun Jackson looks like one of those dudes that can just has flat out speed and doesn't have to go through track workouts.
I agree. I mean, I always used to say, I mean, I think Deshaun and AI are a lot alike. You look at their body types and, you know, they don't work out a ton or lift weights a ton. They keep their speed. They're just naturally quick. And, you know, I think he was pretty funny today when he said, look, I always used to say cheetahs don't stretch. And he's joking, you know, like he's got cheetah speed and he didn't used to stretch or do some of the things maybe, but it's worked for him. He's got that natural ability. I mean, Mike, it's pretty impressive that this guy, he's got the most 40-yard catches in the NFL since he's come in. And over, you know, three of the last 5 years, he's led the NFL in yards per catch. And you look at his start last year with Ryan Fitzpatrick, he was the best receiver in the NFL through the first 3 or 4 weeks. And then Ryan Fitzpatrick, of course, you know what happens to him always. But, you know, Jameis Winston has not had a chemistry with guys down there. So I think this is a good fit with them having Alshon and then Nelson in the slot. Deshaun, they're going to get that safety, you know, that is going to have to eye Deshaun up and play back, and that's going to open up things more over the middle for Nelson and Zach Ertz.
Yeah, cheetahs don't stretch, but they don't have to get plowed by safeties. You know what I'm saying? I would advise that stretching is a good thing to Deshaun. Otherwise, what do you think the Eagles have done this offseason, and what do you think is about to happen at running back? Do you think they're content with what they have, or do they have something up their sleeve?
I think Howie Roseman has something up his sleeve. I think he might make a deal for a running back. I know some people have mentioned Spencer Ware or somebody. He's going to get a running back. But I think he's done a good job of finding the needs that you had. You wanted a defensive tackle that could play along Fletcher Cox that is durable. They got that. And then you got the speedy receiver. you know, still wondering how it's going to shake out at cornerback. They've got decisions to make there, and Ronald Darby, he's visiting the Chiefs. But yeah, I think running back is the big need right now, and I think Howie, you know, I think he made some room with those moves that he made, trading Michael Bennett and things like that, to be able to get something like this done. So I do think he has a trick up his sleeve coming.
You got trust in Howie.
I trust in Howie. I mean, you know, nobody's made more deals in this NFL since he's been GM. I mean, he loves making deals, and he will find a way to get it done.
You got trust in the Sixers getting past the second round of the playoffs, since we're talking about trust?
Yeah, I know. They still got some things to work out. And you know, no matter how the Celtics play in the regular season, you do not want to see them in the playoffs with some of the matchups.
Yeah, they're not going to see the Celtics. They're going to see Toronto. Yeah. You like him against Toronto in the second round?
That's tough. That's tough, Mike. That is real tough.
Sunshine Johnny lost the sunshine.
I know. It was a beautiful day today until that question. But, hey, by the way, I got a good question for you because you know Philly more than anybody being here for a while. So I put out a question on Twitter. With DeSean Jackson coming back for part two, who has the best return in Philly sports history coming back to the same team? And I got it down to Nick Foles, of course, and Bernie Perrant.
Yeah, it has to be Foles. I know Perrant had a brief foray where he went to the other league and then came back.
But you know what?
I would go Foles. The Super Bowl is the biggest prize you can win.
I know, but when Bernie came back, two straight Stanley Cups, two Vezina trophies, MVP of the playoffs, and runner-up MVP. I mean, he was the best goalie.
I got you. Super Bowl greater than Stanley Cup?
I hate to say yes.
All right.
Multiple fans.
All right, man. Johnny, good talking to you, buddy. Good work.
You too. Enjoy that sunshine today.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it right here. Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.